The Accra Metropolitan Assembly AMA has filed for an extension to the deadline preventing it from discharging liquid waste into the sea. It says work is ongoing on the treatment plants to ensure that they can contain the volume of liquid waste deposited at Lavender Hill in Accra. The Environmental Protection Agency in February this year filed a suit against the Accra Metropolitan Assembly. This was followed by a court order restraining the AMA from dumping raw liquid sewage at the Koligono Beach, popularly called Lavender Hill. In an interview with Radio Ghana, the Public Relations Officer of AMA, Nimo Blafo, said the Assembly is working hard to fix the problem. He said outmoded sewer lines are being renovated to ease the disposal of waste.
We also went in to ask for some extension of time.
When did you do that?
During that time.
So you've asked for an extension?
But I think because of the court issues, we're not being allowed to actually comment on those issues.
But has the court agreed to that extension?
That's what I'm saying. You see, that was our legal department handling the issues. That's why you haven't heard the AMA say anything. But all the same, we're doing so much to eliminate that issue.
What are some of the things you are doing?
Well, we've got in these digesters, the watering plants. They are located just behind the fire service training school at Jamestown. And then we're also expanding and actually reactivating and then doing some expansion work on the Mudok treatment plant. And then we have also constructed this treatment plant at Legon. Now we are also doing some expansion work on our sewer lines. That is the existing one, rehabilitating them and then doing some expansion work. So at the end of everything, we hope that this Lavender Hill issue will be a thing of the past.
So these expansions you are doing, can they contain the amount of waste that is deposited into the sea?
Oh, yes.
It can.
We are very sure of that. Because before, the digesters that we brought in, we realized that they weren't enough to actually take on every system that is being generated. So we brought in more. Also, that alone will not be able to solve the problem. So that's why we're reactivating the Mudok treatment plant, which was actually in use before when it was constructed. It was treating the waste and then even the byproducts we were having from methane gas and then manure and all that for agri purposes. And then the treatment plant at Legon actually is serving these institutions, the Legon University, UPSA, Pristec, and then Gimpa, as at now. What we're doing is that we want to connect all the surrounding communities onto that system, and then Achimota School. If we connect all the communities around that site, then we'll have the northern side of Accra, secured. Now we're looking at the southern side, that is from La Cantonment area through the central business district, that is Accra proper. Then we're looking at Dansoman and its environs and all those areas being connected into this one. I'm sure they all have existing sewer lines. It's only that they were constructed, I think, in the 60s, late 60s, 70s. And since then, nothing has been done to them. So there are a lot of problems with them. So we're working to renovate and then expand because of all the population has actually doubled or tripled. So definitely there will be need to expand those lines and all that. So when they all come on board, Lavender Hill will be a thing of the past.
On indiscriminate posting of posters and advertisements, Nimo Blafo said the AMA will prosecute anyone who flouts the law. He said some of these acts are perpetrated in the dark.
You recall that we painted all those areas in the Ghana flag colors, actually to deter people from tasting. But you don't know, unscrupulous people go out at night and then they do that before you realize they are already there. So normally what we do is we just, when we find them, we go in to remove and clean those places. But we're working on going out to prosecute people who are doing discrimination. Because you see, we have this poster board in town where people who want to place posters can approach the AMA, identify the area they want to use, and then they are made to pay a token for them to use it for a period. But people normally do it at night, and then by the morning before you realize it's already there. Normally during political seasons, we allow the political parents and all that to face, but on condition that they will remove and clean after the season. But normally those conditions are overlooked, and so the AMA has to go in. So what we're doing now is collating information on posters, and within a short time, begin to prosecute people, defaulters, I would say.